All right, we are live. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I call this podcast and show and platform The Break Room, but I spell it differently, B-R-A-K-E, like the brakes on the car. And the reason why I spell it like that is because I feel like sometimes in life we need to stop, pump the brake, and reflect on where we've been and where we're going. Now, I have my father here, Mr. Kennel, Charles Kennel, they want. And we actually recorded an episode a few nights ago that'll come out tomorrow morning. It'll be on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts, wherever you can subscribe. But in the midst of a long conversation that you'll hear tomorrow, an in-depth conversation about my father's journey, there's one major piece of the puzzle I forgot to even question him about. And it's an important piece. It's always been on my mind to converse with him about, but I forgot. I totally forgot. So I told my dad this afternoon, listen, we have to document this conversation ASAP. So it deserves its own mini episode, mini conversation where we'll explore thoroughly. So, and the topic is Freemasonry and being a Freemason. Why? Because my father is a member of the Freemasons. So, Pop, you're here now. Can you give me an overview of who you are as a Mason, and how did you...
Yes, I became a Mason exactly 1 month after my 18th birthday. Yeah, I was,
1 month I was, after your 18th birthday.
I was 18 years old on November 3rd, almost 1 month, and I got initiated to the Freemason on November
29th. So roughly 1970, November 29th, you were inducted to being a Freemason and joining Freemasonry. What does that mean exactly? So let me, before you answer that question, we always hear for centuries, Freemasons, Freemason this, Freemason that. You hear different things. Oh my God, they're a secret society. Oh, they control this, they control that. They're a part of this, they're a part of that. You even hear people try to tie in devil worshiping. You hear people try to tie in lewd acts and lewd people. They try to tie in anything that's negative to a quote-unquote secret society. Even in a culture as young as hip-hop culture, we hear people get referred to as, oh, these rappers, they're successful because they're Freemasons.
Yeah, they give Freemasons.
And Jay-Z is a Freemason. So in short, what I'm saying is Freemasons and Freemasonry, if I'm saying that correctly, so please correct me if I'm saying that wrong. It's given a bad name. It's given a negative connotation. I want you, someone who's been a Freemason since November 29th, 1970, on his 18th birthday year. Why? Oh no! What is a Freemason? What does it entail? What is the crux of being a Freemason? And how does it benefit you?
Let me tell you something. First of all, there's nothing secret about Freemasonry. The reason I'm saying that is anybody can be an adept, can be initiated to the Freemason. So they don't go around and pick up, okay, you know, people. You bring yourself up and you want to be a Freemason, you can be a Freemason. So something, when you're talking about something secret, that's when it's like they select a few people to be part of something. But if it's open to the public, so it's not secret. So what they mean by secret is, I'm going to tell you exactly how that secretive idea came to fruit. Because when you initiate it, the first day you initiate it, they give you a word. The word, what I mean, it's like you have a passcode on your cell phone, right? If you have a passcode on your cell phone, not everybody can know about it, right? You do something on my phone and you ask me, what my passcode? I give it to you, because I trust you with my phone. So the thing is, the reason they give passcode is not only when you just initiate it, each step of the way until you reach the 33rd degrees, then they had a different password. That's made like a different passcode. The reason is, it's like when they do something, let's say the apprentice, when they just initiate it, they do something, you give the passcode for the apprentice to be inside. But if they do something in the master, you know what I'm saying? Or something in the, to prevent somebody from, like an apprentice, to go to a ceremony of the 30 degrees, so each grade, each degrees, they have a different password. That's what people could not understand. They think there's a secret. It's not secret. It's like a passcode for each step of the way you going up. Now, the problem is they give Freemasonry bad name. Freemasonry bad name is because Freemasonry, the studies didn't start with them. The studies start way in antiquity. If you go back to Egypt, you know, at that time, they had something the same as Freemasonry, but they didn't call it that. But that was the same study. What kind of study it is? You study about men, about life, about the universe, and about, you know, who was you before you was born and where you're going after you die. So those kind of studies, when the Freemasonry was born, was founded, right? At that time, religion was all powerful. There was democracy nowhere in the world. So in order for the Freemasonry to thrive, you know, to be functional, they have to institute things like the password, the passcode for each degrees. So people keep saying, oh, why can't anybody come and show up in the Freemasonry like people go to church? But the difference is in the church, they preach you. They preach you. You know, they read the Bible with you. But they don't teach in the church. They don't teach you. But in Freemasonry,
they don't teach you.
They teach about everything you read in the Bible. Or it's not only, no, let before I forget, some people take that as an excuse to criticize Freemasonry because they say, oh, it's about Jewish things, about Jew. No, because listen to this. Even in the Muslim religion, there's something they call the Sufism. Sufism. S-O-U-S-U-F-I-S-M. Sufism. Yeah. It's the same thing like Freemason and was a Christian because I'm a member of the Rosicrucian also. But it's the same kind of thing. So the difference between Freemasonry and the religion is the same thing, is the difference between the Sufism and the Muslim religion. They teach what the Muslim religion don't teach you. I'm going to give you one example.
Sure. Please.
Like in the Bible, in the beginning, they say God created the earth and the heaven and stuff like that, right? In Genesis.
Right. But in right Genesis. There,
we're
right.
going to elaborate on this. You know, in the original Torah, because we need to understand the Bible is a translation of the Torah.
Translation.
The original Bible. So when they say God created the earth and the heaven, the very first line is wrongly translated. Or there's a reason for it. They translate it like that because he didn't say that at all. I'm going to tell you what he said. It's very interesting. In the original, they said the Elohim created the earth, not God. Yeah.
Elohim.
Now,
the Elohim,
ask
right.
Yourself the question, how come the Bible say God created the earth? And I'm saying the Elohim created the earth. Who was the Elohim? Who were the Elohim? The Elohim, they were the angel, the entity created by God to build the universe. So God himself didn't get involved in creating the planets. He let that to the Elohim to do, because that's your job.
Elohim are specific angels tasked to create
planetary, you know, stuff like that.
Planetary.
Now, the same way, because there's a different kind of what do you call angels? Because there's angels. The name angels really came from Angelos, Greek. The meaning is messenger, like the
messenger.
The Gabriel was a messenger. You see, Gabriel came to announce like Jesus was going to be born. It's the same way in the Muslim religion. They use the same entity. Gabriel, yeah,
right.
To say what's going to happen and
Gabriel.
Stuff like that, Muslim, the Quran, and stuff like that. All those studies, like I'm saying, in Freemasonry, you study them. You don't just come and read the Bible
right.
to you. You study things they don't teach you in the church. They're just telling you, and they're not teaching you.
I remember maybe like 20 years ago now, I was watching a film called Constantine. And in Constantine, they reference how there's parts of the Bible that haven't been exposed yet. There's other parts. There's like more chapters in the Bible than we know today through King James. There's other chapters about Lucifer more. There's other chapters that we don't read normally that you can't find in a normal Bible in the bookstore.
You know why?
Like the Enoch chapters, right?
I'm going to tell you.
Right.
Because
why is that?
Enoch is talking about interstellar, interplanetary traveling. They're not going to discuss
interplanetary travel
in the Sunday Mass. Because
and why is that?
They don't need you because your mind is going to be open to a lot of questions, to a lot of subject that you will, put.
That's outside of the simple Jesus story.
But and another thing, when you read in the Bible doesn't speak about reincarnation. But when you read the Bible,
really?
You see the guys when they was talking about Jesus in some verse, they was talking about Saint John Baptist, and they say, who is he? Is it Elijah who say was coming back? That's when that's the only way they could have taken that Elijah will come back as Saint John Baptist if he reincarnated to Saint John Baptist. You know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of topic
that
they don't teach in the church. But you got to study them when you're a Freemason. But it's nothing secret. The secret was at the time the Freemason was founded. The church was so powerful because if you stop talking about Tang, who's not in the norm or what the church was teaching, it'll get you.
It'll ruffle feathers. It'll make an outcast.
They did that in South France.
You get killed.
They did that in South France. There's a place they call Montségur. They wanted it to this area, and they killed a lot of people because they had they was talking about Tang that was different from what the Catholic were teaching. It's recorded in history.
Right. Real quick, I never asked you, but I meant to ask you, is there an actual time in history that we can go back to and say this is where the genesis of Freemason started or was first originated and fully functional? Is there a time period?
Let me tell you.
It's unknown.
What we call Freemason has always existed, but on the other name. Because there was always initiation. Even go back to Akhenaten. It was a pharaoh from Egypt. And that was the reason they killed him. Because the people from, because before him, they worshiped Amun. He was the first one to come with the one god, Aton, A-T-O-N.
Right.
Yeah. So his name was Akhenaten. So, in order to know about this thing, you have to be initiated. They teach you the same way you have made Freemason. So, those teaching was there way, 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 way long time ago. But in the 18th century, I think it was 1714, something like that, the English founded the Freemason. But people always think Freemasonry was founded around that time. But he was there in the 1500s in Scotland. Scotland was really the one who founded Freemason. Why? I'm going to explain the why. I don't know if you've ever heard about the Templars.
The Templars?
Okay, the Templars.
I've heard of Knights of Templars.
When they went to the east, like to Jerusalem, when they came back with a lot of studies, with a lot of parchment, with a lot of books, that people didn't know. So the Templar was so powerful in Europe, the Pope and Philippe le Bel, the King of France, decided to deal away with them. Because the Temple, they was the first who came with the hospital, with the idea of the hospital. Yeah, the founder of the hospital. And then they had a lot of money. But Philippe le Bel, King of France, needed money. And the Pope Sis, I forgot his name, but this Pope, he found that the Templar was so annoying to the Catholic Church. So the two of them, they conquered something. They say the temple was gay, you know, they desecrate Jesus, they took the crucifix and stepped on it and spit on them. They smeared the temple's name.
They smeared the temple's
name. You know,
name.
In order to kill him. So what they did, on one Friday the 13th, that's where you get Friday the 13th. Yeah, one Friday the 13th.
That's really Friday the 13th.
They went around and round up all the temples and start killing them. And some of them, you know, from France, they left and went to Scotland. They went to hiding in Scotland. It was from them that Freemasonry came. Yes.
The genesis of it. Okay. Okay. So between the, under the guise of King Philip Le Bel and the Catholic Church, their idea was to root out any Templars who were teachings that challenged thought, challenged perspective, give another side to how to understand us as human beings in this planet.
Yes. Yes. We need to understand that around that time, everything went around the church. The church was all powerful, omnipotent. The church was even powerful than the king. So whatever they said was right. That's the
right. Because we're living in a primitive time where the idea of church and God is weaponized to bend the knee of citizens, to bend the knee of powerful beings. The idea of church and God is wielded to control.
And the reason was the church didn't want nobody to deviate. You got me? From their teaching. And the Freemasonry was talking some stuff that could open the mind of the people. And they didn't like that. Like I was telling you before about the first line, the very first line on the Genesis. And there was something else. They let us know about Adam and Eve. Eve was taken out of the bone from Adam. All right? How can you do something like that? They was born a hermaphrodite. You know what hermaphrodite is? Yeah. Then he was born hermaphrodite,
yeah.
Like one, you got two persons in one. Like the Siamese twins. So that was it.
Wait.
They had to separate them, make them one male and one female. And it's easy to see that by yourself. In Genesis, there's two creation of Adam and Eve. People just bypass it. You'll see there was two creation of Adam and Eve. And then you will understand that's what it was. They had to separate them to make one male and one female. They had to separate them. And there's something else. When we're talking about Cain, you remember Cain? Cain, yeah, Cain and Abel. After Cain killed Abel, what the Bible said he did? He did. He went to hiding and built a city. Let's stop here for a while. How one man can go and build a house by himself? They didn't say a youth, hoot, or a little thing. House, and then how a man can build a city by himself? And for whom? For whom? If you're going to build a city, that means you build a city for a lot of people to live in, right?
Community.
So where does people come from for him to build a city? That's another interrogation point, right? So all those things, you get to study them in Freemason. Why? How? It's happened. Cain built a city and for whom?
You would say most religions give you direct instruction to do as opposed to Freemasonry.
Definitely.
Teaches you the why and the hows.
That's why they give them by name. Okay. Because they don't want them to open people's mind, you know.
Explain.
Say, the Satan worshiper, they say all these things. Since you know me, right, I'm a Mason. Did you ever saw me worship?
Of course.
Any Satan at all?
No, I've only seen you as a man of knowledge and pursuit of knowledge. Let me ask you, I'm not going to ask you to reveal too much about your personal teachings because we could be here all night. And plus, I don't know what is privileged and not privileged to share. What I will ask you is, you know, growing up, I used your car a lot. I've used your vehicle a lot to travel. And then, in fact, lately, and then shortly after, you gave me one of your vehicles to own. And you would have a symbol on the back of your car. It was green. It was a circle. It was green. And it was a symbol. As a matter of fact, I think you're wearing a ring. Am I right? You're wearing a ring. Okay. You're wearing a ring right now. It's like a red ring. Okay. A little higher up go to your left. There you go. There. Perfect. 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 Okay. So between those two symbols, what are those symbols representing exactly?
And the compass. It's to teach you
the compass.
How to conduct yourself, how to draw the line around you, and you draw to guide you. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, the square and the compass. Okay, awesome. All right. Oh, I get it. Interesting. Yeah, because like I said, I've used your vehicle before, and let's say I got pulled over by a cop, and they saw that vehicle. Depending on who that cop was, they let me go. I said, thank you. I had no idea the significance of the symbol and the logo.
It doesn't matter which race you are. You see, anytime you're Mason,
you're saying that
you're white, Asian, or black, you are a brother. Do you know why?
Because you're a brother. Why?
All the Mason, isn't even Philippines or China or Japan or here. Or wherever, Africa, they're teaching the same thing, fraternity and the love of the human fraternity.
Have you ever had experiences with meeting different members of different
all
communities, different ethnics, different races, different continents? And is it an immediate respect? Immediate? How is it?
You know, it doesn't matter if they didn't know you before. You know, sometimes people pass, and even white or whatever, and they pass me the pep, 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 and then they show me the sign and why they did that. Sometimes they ask me, where's your mother? Yeah, that's when your mother lunch.
Where's your mother?
Where you was initiated. Where is your mother?
Where's your mother? Interesting. Where's your mother? So that's a calling card you can have with another brother. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Where's your mother? Interesting. But how do you know someone off the street? As a brother, and to begin with, what do you know? How do you know?
One day, my car broke down, right? I was coming back from work upstate, and my car broke down. And I was standing in a certain way, doing a certain sign. Automatically, there was a white, older person. He stopped, and he said, brother, you have a problem? What's wrong? Because he recognized the way I was standing and the sign that I made. Let's see. I'm not going to show you the sign, but let's see for the sake of, you know, understanding. The sign was like that. You know what I'm saying? And when he saw it, that's not sure. Really the sign. But just to, as an example here, when he saw me,
he
stopped and asked me what's the problem. I say, my car broke down and there's no way I can reach where I was. I can reach a mechanic. You know what he did? He put me in his car, went back in his town. Yeah. It was upstate. Get a mechanic and come back with a mechanic to check the car for me. A stranger. And when I have to tell you, it was a white older man.
White older man. Oh.
This is how it works.
Interesting. Well, I can respect that because that's a certain type of discipline and community and togetherness that I wish more people across the world had, because that just shows that there is a common goal and
because
a common cause.
They teach you, you know, the love of humanity. The respect of human being, and they teach you philosophy, esotericism, mysticism. When I say mysticism, I'm thinking because what you really see in life is a lot of stuff that you don't know. People bypass, even in philosophy. You know what I'm saying? So they teach you exactly how life is, and I love should have been, because there's a lot of bad things going on in this world and even before. If people had more understanding, you know, of what love is, of what empathy is that they teach you in Freemasonry, you know, life will be better for each other. That's the reason I respect anybody, you know, I don't hate nobody, no matter who you are, no matter from which race you are. If you want to hate me, that's your loss, because you know something? Because when you don't hate, the people who hate you is like a boomerang. The hate come back to them. Because it's like standing in front of the wall.
Boomerang.
And you take an egg and you bam, what's gonna happen? The egg gonna splash in your face. But it's the same way. People only tend to see the material thing in life. But there's more in life than the material life. Because let me give you one example. Is that never happened to you? That happened to everybody. You pick up the phone, you're going to call somebody, and the phone ring, and when you pick it up, it's exactly the same person you was going to call. That's happened to people all the time. But they don't know why. The reason is this: there's fluid, there's magnetic fluid, there's vibe going around that you don't see. You know what I'm saying? Yes. And like then
magnetic fluid and vibes going around.
In Freemasonry, they teach you how to make those natural magnetic field, magnetic vibe, you know, those wavelength, the positive wavelength, because around you, there's positive wavelength and negative wavelength going around you, because people do it bad thing, people having bad thought, because there's thing you, that you can't see, but they really exist. Why? You are doing bad thing all the time, and they go and act on it. In order to go and act on it, they have been thinking about it first. I don't know if you see what I'm saying. That's mean.
I'm with you 100%.
Life is not only a material thing. It's a spiritual thing. Because you have to think of doing something good or bad before you really do it. That's when it exists in you, even before you act on it. So that's the way it is. So in Freemasonry, they teach you how to use those things to your own benefit. And to benefit other people. Exactly.
Positive wavelength energy, negative wavelength energy. I hear you. You know, before we continue, I have to share something with you. This has been going on with me for the past few weeks. And this is, I'm not nervous about this or scared by it, but I've noticed it. For the past few weeks, whenever I check my phone, not whenever, but certain times I would check my phone just for the time. Just to know what time it is. It was always 11:17. 11:17, my birth date. So like, I'll be like, you know, doing errands and doing stuff at work. And I say to myself, I wonder what time it is right now.
Okay.
Check my phone, 11:17. You know, it'd be nighttime. I'm changing Charlie's diaper. She's going to sleep, but she's finally asleep. She needs a diaper change. I change the diaper. I said, okay, what time is it? It's late. What time is it? Look, 11:17. This has been going on for the past few weeks where I check my time and it's 11:17.
Do you want to know my input?
What the hell does that mean?
On this, I think it's time to find yourself. Maybe it's
you think it's time to find myself.
Damn,
I didn't think about that. Damn.
When did you? When
was
you born?
It's time to find myself.
11:17. That's say
11:17.
You should go back to before you was born. I want to tell you the reason I'm saying that. Because nobody, unless you are an initiate, you don't know where was you before you was born. But it's important to go and study about that.
Yeah. I definitely need to have more knowledge of self. Yeah. I need to dig deeper spiritually and more intellectually about who I am, what's
you
my
know the
purpose,
problem is
and where am I going.
In the world, people separate the spiritual part from the material part. But they together. Yes, before you was born, you was only spiritual. But when you came here, everybody was born here. You born for a purpose. But that purpose, you have to find out the reason behind it. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know what your purpose has been? When did you find it? What is it? And are you allowed to share it?
The thing is, the reason you need to find it, and I found it, is I always say to myself, there's a lot of stuff I don't understand, I don't know, I have to know. Or when I want to study and find them about, and find out who I was before, I had to go back to the 15th century, and I found who I was at a time. And then what I found, yes.
So you had to go back to the 15th century? How do you
I can explain it now. It's different, you know. Even I explain it, people will not pick it up. They will not agree with it. But one thing, I have to tell you something. When I go back to the 15th century and saw who I was at the time, I didn't like it. I didn't like the person I was.
You know, it's funny you said.
So that's mean.
Okay, so.
I had to come back here in this life to perfect myself.
You're talking in a smaller way.
Exactly.
You're referencing reincarnation.
I didn't want to say the word.
Okay. I know, but I'll say, You know, it's funny we talk about reincarnation, because one time, I don't know if you remember this, but a few years ago, we were having a conversation about the earth, and you said something to me, and I'm going to paraphrase here because I don't remember the words exactly, but you said something to me in the effect of, the way we know the world now, internet, phones, presidents, cars, this is just one iteration of how this planet has been, but we may have had different versions of this planet. This may not be the first time this planet has gone through this iteration of technology. Of like you were saying basically that like, there's probably been multiple times we've as a society and civilization.
I'm going to elaborate on this.
Have had higher tech. Have had certain technologies, certain way of civilization.
That the people will listen. I'm going to give them something to think about. You don't have to be agree with me. But
by all means, go ahead.
Anytime you have a mind who can analyze, but you're going to try to analyze what I'm going to say. First of all, it's in the Bible. Nothing is new under the sun. Okay, now I'll start
Nothing's
with that.
Nothing's new under the sun. That's true.
So now we're going to try to analyze a situation. You may remember in the Bible when they say God gonna flood the herd, and it took, a pair of each animals, right? And put in the Noah ark, right? Listen. And right. They gave you the length and the wide of the ark. How? Yes. I'm not gonna say. I'm gonna ask the people who listen to me. How can you fit some animals? Not all animal could in the world or in that area could fit in the ark. There's only one way that could have been done. It's the seeds. And in order to do that with the seeds, there have to be a civilization more than one like us. You can't take the seeds and froze the embryo in order to do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No.
But let's go back again. If you can't feed all the animals in the ark, that's the only way to do it. So that's mean
right.
There was a civilization. There was a civilization like us before. And I'm going to give you one of the reasons they hide it from us. Because this one we are living in is won by white people. But before that area, I was telling you, it was won by black people. That's going to be hard to swallow. That was a Kush civilization. Kush civilization.
It
was not
people
with long robe and riding chariot, and riding on horse. They had a civilization exactly the one we have now.
Kingdom of the exactly. Kush in Nubia.
Remember, did you ever heard about the big headed statue in Guatemala and Mexico on the Mayan land? You got to check that out.
We had a statue.
They had in the Mayan land between Guatemala and Mexico. That's where the Indian Mayan was living. So there was a civilization called the Olmec. It was black people. And when you look at those big headed statues, what do you see? There was statue of black people with big lips, flat nose, all features of Negroid features.
What were they called? The Olmec people? What were the people?
And the people who came after, they're trying to say, oh, the Olmecs was Indian and stuff like that. What the Olmecs was Indians and they look like black people. You know what I'm saying?
People, okay. Yeah, in the Mesoamerica area.
Yes.
Olmec, Olmec people, okay. In modern day South America.
Between Guatemala and Mexico. That's the Maya Indian land.
Maya Indian land. Right. So they were an advanced.
And
black
then the thing is,
civilization.
It was all around the world, in Europe, everywhere. They were in India also. Do you know the country you get more black people than every other country? It's India. It's not in Africa.
Yeah. There's a country, all right, in Nepal. I think it's Nepal. Or it's another country close to Nepal that starts with a B. But I was watching a video the other day. There's a small section of an island of people. They're very black.
Yeah, I know.
And they've been cut off from civilization for years, hundreds of thousands of years. They have their own culture, their own identity. It'll come to me. But in fact, people are scared to go over there because they don't want to mess with their They said their genealogy is intact.
Yeah, they're mingling with nobody.
So their tribes only. They don't mingle with nobody else. But they have certain customs. Their hair is just as
black
African
if you
have. Black.
When the Spaniard came to America, they were Indian, like in French Guyana, black people over there. Even in America, there was black people. They called them Indian, doing they put that under the rug because they never want to say they found people in this country because they would have some explaining to do. So black people was everywhere in the world. It was after, the upper vote, flood and everything. Thing got, separated and stuff like that.
Separated.
It's like now, civilization, not a modern civilization, is mostly ruled by white people. If, let's say, there's another flood, Europe, what would be of Europe?
It could be the Asians next.
Saying? And in 2,000, 3,000 years, when you would find them, that's exactly what happened to Africa and other white, black people, the way they were living. So, Kush civilization was a very, very, was very intense and high civilization. Let me tell you something. They always talk, about, the numerals. 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. They say it was invented by the Arabs. That's not true. Who brought it to the Arabs? There was a tribe they called Madian. Madian tribes. I'm going to tell you about the Madian tribes. The Madian tribes was black people. They left Nubia because there was a drought, right? And they went close to Israel. That's the reason Moses married Sephora. Sephora was a black woman from Madian. And his father, Moses' father-in-law, is the one who initiated Moses to what? To Jehovah. Because the Hebrew, the Jew, didn't know Jehovah. Before they were, Jehovah is a Negro God. Yeah, that's
it's a Negro God, right?
That's a Sephora father who initiated Moses to that God because they didn't know that God before.
I gotta study this Madian tribe.
Madian.
Madian.
It was there who brought the worlds to the area.
Madian. Yeah. Madian. Okay. I'm going to look them up. I see Madyan, but you said Madian. 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 Madian tribe. Okay. I want to ask you as well about the Kemet people.
Yeah, Kemet people.
Is it Kemet? Am I saying that right?
The old Egyptian.
Is that the old Egyptians? The old Egyptians. So they preceded the Arabic Egyptians. Yeah.
It's
first.
Like the same way in Haiti before you had Indian and after you have Haitian coming from.
Before. Yeah. So I said that you had Tainos and then you had Haitians.
So everything in Egypt was built by them.
I've heard various stories. I've heard stories of giants. I've heard giants. When it comes to the pyramids, I've heard giants helped out. I heard aliens. I heard aliens helped out. What do you know about the pyramids as far as a true explanation of its existence and erection? What is it? What do you know?
The Egyptian, the black Egyptian built the pyramids. Because, like we just said before, they had a big they had a higher civilization even than what we have now.
Okay, so whatever tools, sources, potential machinery, whatever it was,
One way they could have built it. Do you know the Japanese tried to build a pyramid? They could not even go past the base of the pyramid with all the machinery they have, modern machinery they have now. If you check it out, Google it when you finish talking with me.
Right.
You see, the Japanese, they thought they could have built something like that. They could not pass the base of the pyramid. They could not. That's mean in order to build something like that, you have to add a base. And then something else, when you study further, the pyramid, you see the contact between the pyramid and the constellation of Orion. There's a lot of things that we won't have time to talk. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, it's deep. I get it. I get it. I mean, listen, I can do a whole hour of just interstellar, celestial conversations, but I remember, away from interstellar stuff, I remember back in 2002, there was a fictional book that had a lot of religious people upset called The Da Vinci Code. And I remember people were offended because they said, how could you mortalize Jesus and how could you make Mary Magdalene an actual wife, an actual partner? And I'm just like, first of all, you weren't there either. So what do you know? You know what I'm saying? That's one. And two, I just feel like if you got her that upset, that means you've been trained well.
I'm not
going
to try to make them more upset, but what? I'm just going to give them a clue. And they could follow the clue if they want to. You know, sometimes people, there's a saying in French that it says, aveugle celui qui ne veut pas voir. That's mean I'm going to translate it. It's the worst blind, it's the one who try not to see. Something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know the phrase. The worst blind is one. The worst blind is the one who tries not to see. Yes,
I'm
going
to give you to talk a little bit about Mary Magdalene and Jesus. I'm not going to have the religion go after me. But no. What? No,
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm just kidding. But I'm just going to explain something. You're going to make them think. And what I'm going to say, I'm going to take it not from Freemasonry, not from other books, not from the Da Vinci Code. I'm going to take it from the own book and the tradition, the Jewish people. Okay, let me start. In the tradition of the Jesus people, when a man, you know, first of all, you have to know Jesus was a master. I'm not the one who said anytime they address him, they didn't address him as God or address him like Jesus. Sometimes they address him like teacher. That's not my saying. It's in the Bible. They address him as teacher or master. So he was a master because Jesus was an initiate also to the mysteries. So, and what a master is in that time, in the Hebrew religion, he was a rabbi. That's what he really mean. And in order to be a rabbi, you have to be married. That's a bomb. Yes.
Really?
I just dropped a bomb.
Interesting. Drop a bomb. And to be a rabbi, to be a master, you have to be wedded. Interesting. And Jesus was referred to in the Bible then, as a master, as a teacher.
Something else. But what I just said, it was not my saying. It's in the Hebrew religion. But people tend to forget, Jesus wasn't Christian. Jesus was born a Jew and died as a Jew. They make a good religion in his name. But you need to understand the context.
His name.
In the time he was killed. Because the Roman tried to make people understand that the Jew killed him. That wasn't the truth. That wasn't the truth. That was the whole hate.
Jews killed Jesus. That's
Jews.
What you always hear.
Let me tell you something. That wasn't true. Jesus died because people keep saying he was the rightful heir of the throne of Israel. So the Roman got, you know, they was wary about it and they killed him. I'm going to tell you something. If the Jew was going to kill Jesus, the way to kill people was not crucifixion. It was with wax, stoning, and Jesus wasn't stoning.
Stoning him.
That's when if the Jew was going to kill him, they would have run him up, you know what I'm saying, and stoned him to death. But the only people on that time he was killing people on the crucifix, on the cross, who? The Romans. So what does that say?
The Romans.
Now, let's go further. When a Jew around that time, like a rabbi, died, there's a tradition. If that person, there's a man around that time died. If it's like he's not married, there's something they have to do. There's a burial rite, R-I-T-E-S. They have to do after 3 days of his death. They go, they took him from the tomb, they put stuff on him, you know, and then all kind of stuff. And then they put him back. If you're not married, who's going to do it? Your mother. Or if you're married, who's going first in the forefront to do it? Your wife. And now, what do we read in the Bible? Who went to Jesus after 3 days he died? Who do you think went? That's it.
Mary?
That's not my saying.
I think I've even seen later on in civilization when Leonardo da Vinci painted his Last Supper painting. I think one of the people who is on his right side or one of his sides, it's revealed that that is an adaptation.
Yeah, she was
of
there
Magdalene
because
by his side.
Because we were living in the patriarchal society. So women, they wasn't considering women as nothing. So women has no say. But one thing they forgot. Who was back home? Jesus' ministry. Three women. Mary Bethania.
Three women.
Mary Magdala.
Mary
Salome.
Hold on. Mary Bethania. So, Mary, how you spell Mary Bethania? Mary Bethania.
And Mary Magdalene.
Mary Solomon.
And one of them.
And Mary Magdalene.
Was really the richest one. Who was, you know, backholder, you know, the movement. It was Mary Salome. He had, his husband was a centurion, woman centurion, as in like captain of the cent, you know, of the woman God. She was a rich woman because with a movement like Jesus' movement, you need money because they're going from town to town. People have to eat every day. If they think that Jesus was going to do miracle every day to give people food, they are wrong.
Interesting. I got to do my homework on Mary Bethania. How you say it?
No.
Mary
B-O-T-T. And you'll check it after. We'll check it after.
Yeah. Mary Bethany?
Mary Bethany, yeah.
Mary Bethany? Yeah, Mary Bethany.
Salome.
Mary Solomon.
S-I-L-O-M.
Salome.
Sometimes they change the name. I'm giving you the original name.
I've heard of these names, but I've been meaning to really do my homework on. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. So. Well,
When you look in the New Testament, they don't speak about those women. It's in other scripture, like the Catholic Church took away. So you will hear some part like the other apostle didn't want Mary Magdalene to be part of them. But he was a prophet also. He wrote books also. But the Catholic Church hide them.
Well, interesting. It's always sad to hear the distortion of Jesus' story over the last few centuries because, you know, I don't know who he was as a person, as a man. I only know what I read thus far. But it seems like one man, even after his death, his name was bastardized to become so many different things for so many people, distorted, abused, and now used for evil. Just as much as good. So, you know, his legacy is twisted. And I feel like in the last few centuries, he's been more of a vessel to contribute whatever you want versus honoring his life and whatever he may have wanted. And the same goes for various other spiritual figures in our history. You know, it's just power corrupts. You know, real quick, before you continue, can you give me quickly the Genesis of the King James Bible and the meeting that took place for King James to have that Bible written, because I heard it was because of a divorce.
Well, let me tell you,
that true?
King James was a Mason himself. Yes, so
he was a Mason.
Like I'm gonna tell you, there's a lot of stuff was written originally in the King James, didn't come down to us.
So King James was a Mason. Interesting. I got to do my homework on that in general. But let me get back to Masonry, Freemasonry. So you're telling me since the beginning of time, Freemasonry and Freemasons have been a way to learn and question knowledge, to gain knowledge, to question why and how things have come to be, to give a better understanding about our planet.
Life in general.
Not just our planet, but interstellar relationships, life in general. Okay, and then we covered why it's been used and abused through control, power, and religion to be smeared. And you also explained to me thus far how day-to-day a Freemasonry can be a brotherhood that can be used to be beneficial to help each other, man-to-man, person-to-person. I want to ask you a quick question. Is Freemasonry exclusive to men,
guess what?
To brotherhood,
sisters,
or are there women Freemasons? I thought she was. I never questioned her about it, but I thought she was. I got to talk to you after hours about me becoming a Freemason and what that would be responsibility-wise, because it's something that I'm interested in. I remember when she turned 18, that was a topic of conversation. I remember. well, and whenever I get a chance, I'll talk to her about it. Okay, interesting. So you have women Freemasons, and
I have to tell you, when I was telling her, your mother gave me her time about it because people are mistaken about Freemasons. So even her, she was mistaken about it too. She thought I was taking her to the bad thing. I said, listen, why would I take my own daughter to something I know really is bad, you know?
Right, right.
I'm doing exactly what my father did for me, you know? The thing is, there's one
makes
word
sense.
I forgot to say about Freemason. It's an enlightenment. You can resume it. It's one
enlightenment,
word.
Enlightenment. 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 Right. And so enlightenment is a big part of becoming a Freemason. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. I think I got it in a nutshell as far as what
we should come back and do part two on this. There's a lot to cover.
We will. And there's a lot to cover. All right. So this will be the stop for now. And I'm going to do my homework on some of the things we cover. You know, the Kush Kingdom, the Three Marys, the various civilizations and iterations that come before us. And also, just for the record, there's also popular Freemasons that we've had in our American civilization. I think George Washington was a Freemason.
And even the Bible,
a few other people were Freemasons
until now. It's a Bible they took from a lodge, from Freemasonic lodge.
Right. Interesting. Well, I don't think I have any more questions.
You will have more for the part two.
Right. For the part two. All right. Well, sir, thank you for this knowledge. Thank you for these words. I appreciate you breaking it down to us. And the misconceptions.
Yeah, it's all about
philosophy.
Breaking
the misconceptions.
You know, mysticism, the thing they have been hiding from us. That's what you learn. Like I just said, you know, at the beginning of Genesis, that was only one example. There's a lot of examples, like Enoch travel, like
example. All right.
Ezekiel, when he met, you know, being from other world, and they say he had a vision. Mm-hmm. He didn't have any vision. He really see people coming from other world. Other stuff that we'll talk about.
Right. Other stuff another time. All right. Well, until next time, that's it. All I ask for you, keep your iPad on after I stop this recording so your vocals can upload fast. This is Charlie's feet. She's on my lap. Say hi, Charlie. Anyway, I'll talk to you later, Pop. We'll talk next
time,
all right?
Everybody.
All right, have a good one. Bye.